Hello, everybody, and welcome to a children's moment. I think that one of the most exciting things that can happen to, well, some people, is when they are expecting a baby. Now, one of the things that new or expecting parents do is they spend some time looking at baby names, because the name of a baby is one of the most important things that they can do for that child. And sometimes that they will get books or they will look up on websites what different names mean. And so I have looked up a few names here myself. Like, and this is according to the websites behindthename.com and babynames.com. John means God gave. Elizabeth means God's promise. Mary means the perfect one. Maybe that's why I don't have very many friends named Mary, the perfect one. Bless. Some names are related to occupations, like Cooper, which means barrel maker, or Taylor, which means tailor. And Turner means a lathe worker. Now, Cain means battlefield, and Gabriella is a form of Gabriel, which means God is my strength. Callan means slender or thin. And James means supplanter, which then I had to look that up, and it means unsettler. So do you have any friends named James? Are they unsettling? And then one more. And that's Chris. And please don't look that up on Urban Dictionary. But my name, Chris, is short for something else. And that means follower of Christ. So that's a good name. Now, Mary and Joseph did not have to look up a book or go on a website, which is good because the internet was not around in that time. But they had instructions from God through an angel as to what to name their baby. God sent an angel to tell Mary, "You will have a son and you will call his name Jesus." And the name Jesus means Lord saves. So it's great if you have a name that means something special to you. The name of Jesus means something special to all of us. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you so much for the children and youth of our church. Lord, be with us in this time of pandemic. Help to keep us safe. Help us to keep others safe. And bring us safely together again in your time. In Jesus' name, amen. Merry Christmas, everybody.
It's time to lit the Advent wreath candle lighting.
The Lord. Pray. angel Gabriel was sent by God to Mary.
Greetings, favored one.
The Lord is with you.
Do not be afraid, Mary.
For you have found favor with God.
You shall bear a son.
And you shall call his name Jesus.
The Holy Spirit will come upon you.
The power of the Most High
will overshadow you.
The child to be born will be holy.
He will be called the Son of God.
He will be great.
And his kingdom shall have no end.
Nothing is impossible with God.
Mary said, "Here am I,
the servant of the Lord.
Let it be with me."
Just as you have said.
The time is closer than you think.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
Wake up, people of God. The word of God is coming to dwell among us. Prepare for the unexpected to break into your life. Be alert to the signs of the coming of God. Look for the light that was with God in the beginning. Prepare a dwelling place within your heart for the Lord. In every heart there is a Bethlehem, an inn, where must ultimately answer whether there is room or not. The angel told Mary, "The Lord is with you." What a gift, what a promise. Emmanuel, God is with us. We light these candles with peace in our hearts for the promise that God is near. He is much closer than you think. Prepare the way of the Lord.
I'm so proud of our youth group, what they have done for this Advent season. Thank you, Youth and David.